back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen. To join the discussion, just register at the website, CatherineColleen.com. Send me your thoughts, feedback, questions, anything I can help with, any challenges you're trying to overcome. Let me know if I can bring you peace and joy. That is what I want to do. So in this episode, we're talking about the cycle of our development. So we started this discussion in the previous episode, so please do check that out for discussion of exactly the 11 stages, where that came from, the people whose work that built on, where the research came from. Check all that out. Now we're talking about progressing through these stages, revisiting these stages, and remaining in these stages, and how we can do that. So there are, as a little background, there are a total of 11 stages of our development of ourselves. Right? Contrary to current thinking, I don't think that we progress through them linearly, and I don't think we climb them like stairs. I don't think it's a race. I don't think any one stage is lesser or greater. They're all very important. And if you don't complete earlier stages, you're not going to be able to spend as much time in later stages. Although there is a lot more peace and joy in later stages, so there's a good reason to try to spend more time there. But what happens is that we actually progress through these 11 stages over and over and over and over and over in a cycle. Sometimes we skip a step or only partially complete it. But we always returning back through these stages over and over and over. Right? Now, if we could stop at some post-childhood point and just focus on progressing through these stages, then we might, as something of a hermit or a monk, cut off from society, manage to achieve and stay in stage 11. But here's the thing. Life just keeps happening. Right? A surgery or an injury can send you back to stage 3, I am my needs, faster than anything. Right? One threat to your health, and suddenly the needs of others or your ideologies or the common truths of life and the nature of your own consciousness seem very irrelevant. As you recover from your surgery or your injury, your mind returns to the needs of your family, maybe work, and the luxury of debating ideologies, etc., as you once again make the rounds through the cycle. We cannot stop our human minds from returning to these earlier stages any more than we can ask a table to change its height. So don't think that you're going to get to a place where you will never return to stage 3, I am my needs, or stage 5, I am my ideology. You're never going to get to a place where you're never, ever going to return to those stages. Because life just keeps happening and we keep going around the circle again. But practice, if we practice, we can spend less and less time in these earlier, more stressful stages and more time in later stages, which bring a greater sense of peace and joy and fulfillment. The ultimate goal is not to get to stage 11, but to spend as much time as possible in stage 11. Regardless of how many times life pulls us around the circle again. Now, I notice that if I surround myself with people and sentiment and information or media that focuses on a particular stage, I will tend towards that stage myself. For example, the more I read opinion pieces full of defending or attacking particular political ideologies, the more I tend to find myself in stage 5, I am my ideology. Complete with the desire to defend my own ideology and attack others. Now, this is not a stage I want to spend much time in. I find I need daily reminders and to surround myself consciously with people and media and sentiment concurrent with the stages I want to spend the most time in. So it doesn't mean putting yourself in a bubble, right? You could still surround yourself with a diverse set of people and ideas. But if those are people who tend to spend a lot of time in later stages, they will help you spend more time in later stages and not identify with just your ideology or your needs. If you are what you eat, then you are what you ingest through your eyes and your ears too. right? They say you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Well, most of us spend more time with the internet than we do with people, even the people we love. So do not underestimate that influence. Now, once you've visited each stage, even just a little bit, the easier it becomes to return. So let's suppose you had an experience wherein for just a moment you felt this sense of oneness, this sense of peace, this sense that there's the one consciousness. You can get back there. It'll be easier to get back there the second time and spend more time, and get back there a third time and spend more time. So once you've been there, you can get back there more easily. So I find that being mindful of where my mind is at the moment and affirmations and reminders are simple. That's pretty simple ways to help me return to center, which is stage 1 and stage 11, which are the same. If you've noticed, stage 1 and stage 11 are the same. It helps me get back there more quickly. So for me, reminders may include daily affirmation, drawings of the cycle to be like, okay, remember, you're just going around this cycle. I have some jewelry that helps remind me, some sculptures, tattoos can be useful. Oh my God, don't everybody go get tattoos of this cycle just yet. But anything that helps you remember, right? I have some tattoos that help me remember important things, right? Anything you do. Some people put post-it notes on the mirror. Some people read a passage in their journal every day. I do a number of these different things. Get creative, right? What's going to help you be mindful of the stage that you're in, of what you need to be doing in that stage, because there are important tasks in each stage. And just remaining mindful and detached a little bit, right, from where you are, so that you can recognize, step back and recognize. So here are my current daily affirmations that I use to help me spend as much time in stage 11 as possible. And you don't need to adopt these, so please don't take them literally if you are in stage 4. Please do not interpret this literally. This is what works for me, and you need to create your own, but here are mine. So I start off with, I am the one consciousness and the physical manifestation, and there is no difference. I am grateful for my experiences, but they are not me. I tend to my needs, but they are not me. Others have needs, and I can help. I evolve my ideology as I learn, but it is not me. I do not judge myself or others. I forgive myself and others for past mistakes. I see the truth at the heart of all perspectives. I see people, places, and things as one coherent whole. I see aspects of myself and others, each in their own stage, along their own path. I design and manifest my reality with joy and purpose. That's it. I read that every day to try to help keep myself in the later stages, 9, 10, 11, as much as possible. So this progression around this cycle is my reality. This is the progression that I experienced, and its cyclical nature is one that I still experience today. Try as I might, I cannot spend every moment yet in stage 11. Injury, election season, and other offenses tend to land me back in earlier stages where I must acknowledge what has happened and pull myself back again. I do find it embarrassing when that happens, especially when I get pulled into my ideology. I'm like, geez, man, why am I back here again? But it happens. But at least if I can acknowledge that and then sit and think for a moment and pull myself out of that stage and get back to a better place. That's what I like to do. So what can you do to be more mindful of what stage you're in on a daily basis? What stage do you want to be in most of the time? And it may not be 11. It may be something else, right? Wherever you need to do the most work right now, where you have the most unfinished business. And then we'll save that for another time. But how can you make that happen? So there's something to think about. So thanks for joining us on this. This concept of this cycle of development is really, really important to helping you understand your evolution. And that the stage you're in is something you need to be in right now, and that you have work to do there. And that the reward at the end of it is spending more time in stages that are very peaceful and joyous and fun and exciting. So anyway, if I can help you get there, that is what I want to do. This is my mission. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Life and Being Human.